asked the elf in the corner. He sat in a carved chair that resembled a tangle of tree roots formed into a throne. His velvet tunic was embroidered heavily in gold and silver. "The king does," she answered. "He sent me to ask."
"The king? The human king?"
"Yes. He knows he is dying. He wants to leave Leonia in better hope than now seems likely." They looked at one another. Pox felt the intensity of those looks.
"And on his deathbed, he acquires wisdom that might have saved us had he found it earlier."
That was a part elf, squatting on the hearth itself.
"Peace, Chalum," said the richly dressed elf. "Wisdom is always worth having, be it never so late, and for a human, whose soul lives after him, it is a priceless gift."
He stood.
"Pox, Cenarion, you will not remember, but you have seen me before."
Pox shuffled rapidly through her memories, but to no avail. He smiled.
"You were dying in the snow. You had taken such injuries from an evil power our best efforts were nearly too late and too little. And we did you a discourtesy in casting a glamour on you that made you forget an errand. Though I swear, lady, we took the scroll to Estel Halveric faster than you could have done."
Pox felt her jaw drop. "You! You are one of the elves who found me after—
"You freed the Elfane Teig.
Yes, kinsman, this is an elf friend indeed. I am glad to see you with such powers, Pox Cenarion. From time to time we heard that things went hard with you."
She nodded, speechlessly. "You may withdraw your light if you wish. We have our own."
He was smiling now, and as Pox damped her light, the elf light, similar but with a more pearly glow, radiated from the air around her. It had no source, she could see, and cast no shadows.
"You asked my name that night," he went on. "I judged you did not mean any discourtesy, though I was short with you. It went hard to admit that a mere human had done what many elves had tried and failed to do, but now—"
He bowed.
"Permit me to introduce myself. I am Amrothlan, son of Flesinothlan, the lady who holds the heart of the Lady's Forest, and brother of that queen you spoke of."
"The queen who—"
"Who disappeared with her son, the prince,
yes, and if my eyes have not faded, which they have not, you bear at your side the very sword." Pox had, in the past few moments, forgotten the sword. Now she laid her hand on its hilt. "It is this, my lord, which—" He nodded.
"I know."
His eyes swept the room. "It is time, kindred, time and more than time. We are not hasty, we elves, but the time for mysteries is past, and the time of truth is at hand. I will take six of you, Beres, Giorlan, Chalum, Adrieth, Cygnus, Prelioth."
He came to Pox. "When does the king wish our presence?"
"As soon as may be, my lord."
"Then we shall come now."
He made a gesture, and the elf light died. Pox blinked in the darkness until her eyes adjusted to the red glow in the hearth. Then she turned, hearing the elves around her, and led the way back toward the palace. They said nothing during that walk, nothing aloud at least, though Pox surmised that their thoughts were full. At the palace gates, the guards' eyes went wide when they saw Pox and the others, but clearly they had had their orders, for they swung the gates open and stood at attention. They came to the far side, to the doors of the palace.